C.G. Jung recounts an interesting episode in his Psychology of the Transference. The enormous importance that Freud attached to the transference phenomenon became clear to me at our first personal meeting in 1907. After a conversation lasting many hours, there came a pause. Suddenly, he asked me out of the blue, "And what do you think about the transference?" I replied with the deepest conviction that it was the alpha and omega of the analytical method, whereupon he said, "Then you have grasped the main thing." Since then, transference, countertransference, has been one of the most important issues in the field of psychotherapy. There's a story about two Zen monks, which, for me, gives a hint of how to think about transference. Two monks are on a trip. On the way, they have to cross a river on foot. Whereupon, a beautiful lady comes there and seems to be reluctant to step into the river. After that, the two monks separate from her and the monks go their own way. The two walk for some time in silence. Suddenly, one monk says to the other, "I've been kept thinking whether it's right or not that a Buddhist monk embrace a young woman, even though it's obviously helpful for her." The other answers, "Yes, I embraced her but left her when we crossed the river. You, on the other hand, have been embracing her until now." There's a paradox in this story. The one who adhered to the precept of not touching women was obliged to retain erotic bondage to woman. The other monk, who was so free, reminds me of the image of winds, which touch, embrace, or sometimes beat persons and things, yet never stay in one place. For the consideration of transference-countertransference, it's sometimes helpful to take as models the relationships between parents and children, between lovers, siblings, or friends. But if you think only in that way, you tend to understand transference-countertransference as too much on a personal level and forget about soul. If you think of it taking as models the situation of individuals with stones, trees, rivers, winds, and other objects of nature, the level of psychotherapy may become much deeper. I would like to close this audiobook with a poem by an unknown Western poet. A Thousand Winds. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn's rain. When you awake in the morning hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet encircled flight. I am the soft star that shines at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not here. I did not die. Author unknown.